Families in remote communities across Queensland are calling on the government to urgently address the skyrocketing costs of basic household items. In the state's far north, a tin of baby formula is close to $100, and fresh fruit and veggies are expensive too. Isabella Higgins reports.
Anna is a single mum who's studying to be a teacher on Thursday Island in the Torres Strait in far north Queensland. She doesn't want us to use her real name because she's afraid of embarrassing her young son. But she says it's a struggle to afford groceries and worries her son doesn't get enough healthy food.
It's hard to get healthy food for him. Everything's so expensive.
She's considered moving away from her family to the mainland where food is cheaper to try and provide a better life for her son.
Because of our culture, I don't want him to miss that language and other like cultural things that we do up here, like ceremonies. They don't do that in Cairns.
Outrage over food prices reached a head in her community last week. The only shop that was open during the holiday period was charging $85 for a tin of baby formula, more than triple what it sold for in major supermarkets. The mayor of the Torres Shire Council, Vonda Malone, says it's not unusual, and most basic household items sold in the region are marked up by 100 to 200% on their recommended retail price.
You know, particularly for baby products, it can impact on the growth of the child, and health is such a big issue. And in the Torres Strait, we are burdened by chronic disease.
The federal government is currently looking at overhauling its closing the gap policy after making little progress in improving health outcomes for Indigenous people. Ms. Malone says a priority should be subsidising freight and regulating the cost of food in remote communities.
Food is essential to good health, and having that fresher supply and more, at a more affordable rate is something that the government seriously need to consider if we're going to close the gap.
A recent state inquiry looked into the provision of government services in remote Indigenous communities in Queensland. Central Queensland University Vice-Chancellor Bronwyn Fredericks headed the inquiry and says they heard complaints about the cost of food in communities across the state.
Not just in the Torres Strait around the baby formula, but also things like the cost of, you know, lettuce or the cost of basic staples such as bread.
The Palaszczuk government has 6 months to respond to the inquiry's final report, but Vonda Malone says urgent action is needed.
We have pushed for a number of years now to have some sort of subsidy around the cost of food to our region, and it's fallen on deaf ears. There's been some reviews in the past, but it's timely again to put that back on the table.
Torres Shire Council Mayor Vonda Malone ending that report from Isabella Higgins.